So one of the biggest diplomatic moments of the year is about to happen. From December 4th to 5th, Russian President Vladimir Putin will be in India for the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit. And yes, this is Putin's first visit to India after 4 years. His last trip was in 2021, months before the Ukraine war began. Now this time the invitation has come directly from Prime Minister Modi. As always, the visit will begin with official talks between the two leaders, and later President of India will host a state banquet in Putin's honor. In simple words, it's going to be a full-scale diplomatic visit. Now, why is this visit so important? Because India and Russia share what is officially called a special and privileged strategic partnership. It's not a normal friendship. It's a decades-old relationship strong in defense, oil trade, space, technology and geopolitical coordination. And this year the discussions are expected to cover some very serious subjects. So what do we have on the table? Defense deals. The Indian government is considering buying 5 additional S-400 air defense squadrons. These systems proved extremely effective during Operation Sindoor, where the Indian Air Force said the S-400 tracked and shot down advanced Pakistani fighter jets at distances of over 300 kilometers. Russia has already delivered 3 of the original S-400 units, and the remaining 2 are expected by November 2026, after delays due to the Ukraine war. Then India is also evaluating Russia's request to buy the Sukhoi 57, their 5th-generation stealth fighter. But India is still doing some back-end calculations, because the F-35 from the US is also part of the comparison. So this is going to be a key conversation and negotiation point. Because anything we buy from Russia does attract sanctions and backlash in some or the other shape and form. So that needs some private and deeper conversation between the two. Now next comes the tricky part, the geopolitics of oil. Russia is currently India's biggest crude oil supplier, which massively increased bilateral trade from $12 billion before 2022 to almost $70 billion today. But this hasn't made the US very happy. President Trump recently imposed a 50% tariff on Indian goods, directly calling out India's purchases of Russian oil. They have also made a narrative that India's imports are indirectly helping Russia's war in Ukraine. So this meeting between Modi and Putin is also happening at a time when the India-US relations are a bit tense and India is being pushed to buy more oil and weapons from America instead of Russia. Now the next thing they will talk about is Ukraine war and peace talks. As you know, India has maintained a very careful, balanced position on the Ukraine war. You see, India never criticized Russia publicly, as well as did not even join Western sanctions. Recently, External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar spoke to Ukraine's foreign minister and again repeated India's message. India wants peace and wants the conflict to end quickly. So Modi and Putin are definitely going to discuss the war, India's peace efforts, and how the conflict is affecting global energy and defense supply chains. Now, beyond all this, the visit will also be about the larger relationship. For decades, Russia has been India's trusted defense partner, especially during tough times, and Indian officials keep reminding the world that India follows a policy of strategic autonomy, meaning India will make decisions based on its own national interest, not pressure from any side. Today, as you know, India is diversifying its defense imports, buying more from the US, France, Israel, and trying to manufacture more within the country. But Russia still remains a key partner, especially for missiles, fighter jets, submarines, and now the S-400 systems. Now let's come to the main point. What message does this visit send? Putin's visit to India sends a very strong message to the West, especially to the United States. It shows that despite global pressure, the India-Russia partnership is still solid. For India, it shows confidence in balancing both sides, maintaining ties with Russia while engaging with the United States. And for Russia, this trip is a diplomatic win, showing that major countries like India are not isolating Moscow. You remember Putin meeting Trump in Alaska this year? You see, it went smooth, no grudge, no awkward moments. But you have to understand that Trump indirectly told Putin, "I will not do anything directed towards you. I will hurt your buyer." That is how Trump went on to impose a 50% tariff on India. But this meeting is going to send a signal to the United States that will convey to Trump that stop behaving like an impulsive commander-in-chief. Come sit at the table and negotiate. Anyhow, so over these 2 days, December 4th to 5th, we will definitely expect big announcements on defense, oil trade, and long-term strategic cooperation, new agreements, new projects, and maybe even updates on the S-400 and fighter jet deals. This summit is not just another diplomatic meeting. It's a moment where India shows how it deals with powerful nations on both sides while protecting its own national interest. Thank you for watching. I'll see you in the next one.